Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
You're listening to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl, a show designed to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle. Today, we're talking about dating apps and your girl. Whether your girl is using dating apps or not, it's good to know what's out there because the internet is a big part of the world that Gen Z lives in. I'm just going to give an overview and list a few of the apps and give a little synopsis of each of the apps. I'll also share safety tips so that you can have an informed conversation with your girl and also to get her take on the subject. Let's start with why using dating apps is so appealing. One, it's easier to meet new people. And of course, we know you can see the person right away. Usually there's a picture and you will know whether or not you're physically attracted to that person right away. And you can also be matched based on common interests. There's also this gamification effect with dating apps. It kind of makes a game out of something that is not. I talked about this concept briefly in episode 5, Social Media Mania and Gen Z Generation. If you haven't already taken a listen to that episode, it also touches on how social media affects the brain and the hormones. So you might want to check that one out. Okay, so the overview, most apps are free or free up until a certain point, at least in the app. There's a considerable emphasis on physical appearance. And most apps do have age restrictions due to the sections that ask for date of birth. As we know, teens, if they want to get around that, they can. And a teen can pose as older than they are. But that also means that adults can also pose as teens. Okay, also, most apps are location-based, so they connect people wherever they are. And some apps also have mature content, so that's something to look out for. A lot of these apps now are also just wanting to connect people with others. Hot or not, it is set up like a game. And it's one of the most popular dating apps for 18 and under, according to a blog, Bology.com. That blog's actually written by a member of the Gen Z generation. Then, of course, we know Tinder. Swipe right to like a photo or left if not. The bios are brief. So if matched with someone, they can message each other to decide whether or not they want to meet. Then we have Yubo, that's Y-U-B-O. It's also a swiping app, which allows chat and live stream together. And you want to check the age verification because users on this app can go from age 13 all the way up to age 25. Another app is Scout, S-K-O-U-T. This app must be 17 years of age. And this one has an interesting feature. There's a shake to chat feature. You hit the chat button and shake your phone and you match with others who are in your area who's also shaking their phone at the same time. Yeah, that also sounds kind of like a game. And then there is MyLOL. This app is for ages 13 to 19. There is live streaming availabilities, which I think that a lot of these apps went to video and live streaming, that sort of thing during the pandemic. But I think this one might have been live streaming available prior to the pandemic. But MyLOL, you can also set up filters so that only your friends can see your profile. You can also set up filters for age and gender. Then there's an app for preteens and teens, and this one's called Spot a Friend. And this age range is from 12 to 15. Okay, now there's an app called Bumble. And this app, it is considered a female lead app. It was founded by a woman. And this app allows the girls to make the first move and also gives her control within the app. This one has a particular time limit. So within a particular time limit, once she reaches out, there's a time limit in which he needs to respond. And she chooses who to meet on Bumble. Now, Bumble also has an option, actually has two other options. One's called Bumble Biz, which I thought was interesting. That's a networking area. And this other area they have, Bumble BFF, this has actually gained a lot of traction. The dating apps who are also providing ways to meet friends, platonic friends. With Bumble, you must be 18 years old to join. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about how to stay safe. Most apps offer community guidelines and safety tips. And here are a few things to be cognizant. You know, although the communities that we live in now are more global than ever before, we want to still be sure that you're being careful, or your girl is being careful, of long distance relationships and also overseas connections. The one thing you want to be careful of course, is scams. If you have not had the opportunity to watch the Tinder Swindler, I would watch that with your girl. Now, my daughter and I, we watched it. We watched it at different times, but then we came together and talked about it. And let me tell you, it was very heartbreaking for the women who were involved with this man who basically swindled them out of thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's one you might want to put on your watch list. I believe it's still on Netflix. Another thing to be cognizant of for safety, make sure they have their own transportation so they can leave whenever they want. They do not need to get in the car with this individual that they do not know. You also want to meet in a public place where there are other people and where there is an area that's well lit. So as a coffee shop, meeting in a park that is not very populated is not wise. And of course, never, ever meet in a park at night. We want to encourage to think through, be wise, be smart. Okay. And also make sure, ask your girl to tell someone that she's going on the date. So, and also you want to provide the person's first and last name and where they're going to meet so that someone knows. Of course, we'd preferably like for them to tell us, the moms, what's happening. But if not, please tell a friend. And mom, know the friends that your girls are talking to or how to get in touch with them. You know, if you can talk with them on Snapchat or get their cell number, whatever. Also, encourage your girl to trust her gut. If something doesn't feel right, she does not have to stay. She can leave. Okay. I think we talked about that before, about being too polite. You always want to trust your gut. Okay. And then also, don't leave drinks unattended. That's, if you do leave a drink unattended, I remember my mom telling me this years ago, and I remember thinking, "What? Why does she keep telling me this?" But now I understand. Of course, as we get older, we know, moms knew what was going on, and as she would say, if you leave your drink, don't pick it back up. Do not drink out of that drink. So I would say the same for your girl. If she leaves her drink unattended, first of all, try not to leave your drink unattended. If you do leave your drink unattended, do not drink out of that cup anymore. Also, you do not want to send any money or financial information to the person that you're meeting up with. Also, if your girl is feeling harassed, let her know that she does not deserve to be harassed, and that is not right. It's wrong, because some girls feel like, oh, I don't want to get anyone in trouble. It's not about getting anyone in trouble. It's about keeping everyone safe, her and anyone else this person may reach out to. So if they're feeling harassed, they want to report it to the site. And also just let them know it's important to let you know what's going on in case, you know, anything else arises. You want to have conversations also with your girl about expectations when going on these dates. Depending on the type of app it is, there could be an, quote, unspoken understanding for hooking up or casual sex. So we want to talk about this and the importance of consent always. Okay. Also, you want to be aware that these apps can have an effect, you know, on as far as comparing themselves and how they present themselves to the public, how much they share about themselves in their bios. And then also talk about the perils of providing data to the app owners. We just want everyone to be informed and have an understanding of what they're doing and the apps that they're using. Now, some dating apps and social networking sites are striving to keep their community safe, and they're actually working with agencies, legislative, that sort of thing, to make these apps a safe place for people to meet and find friendships, network, whatever. I'll put a list of the articles that I read, and I actually went to some of the sites too, just so I can kind of browse around. Some of them are pretty locked down and you have to actually join them and to get more information. But some of them, they will give you a little more information about their sites, so you can always check them out. And I will put the list, Common Sense Media, Bonobology, and Consumer Reports even had an article on online dating data. So I will put those in the show notes. I hope you found something helpful. Remember, God is for you, and you are not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't worry, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.